Before we begin this next episode, I want to briefly return to where the previous conversation left us. John King reminded us that at its best, school is not simply an academic institution. It is a place of safety, a place of challenge, a place of belonging, a place where young people can be seen, known, and changed through relationships. And Linda Darling Hammond and Bob Pianta helped us see that John's experience was not an exception to what we know about learning and development. Rather, it was an expression of it. They reminded us that relationships, emotional safety, meaningful work, agency, and community are not peripheral to learning. They are foundational to it. This episode takes us deeper into that science. But what makes this moment especially important is that what we now have access to in terms of knowledge is something that did not exist in this way even a generation ago. A remarkable interdisciplinary and increasingly transdisciplinary synthesis of knowledge about how human beings actually learn and develop is now available. Researchers from neuroscience, developmental psychology, education, cognitive science, sociology, trauma studies, the learning sciences, cultural psychology, and developmental systems theory are increasingly converging around a shared understanding of human development. And importantly, this is not simply a collection of disconnected findings. It is an emerging synthesis, a new paradigm. A more integrated picture of how cognition, emotion, relationships, culture, biology, identity, context, and experience continuously interact across the course of development. Mary Helen Imodino Yang, for example, is a professor of education, psychology, and neuroscience at the University of Southern California and founding director of the USC Center for Effective Neuroscience Development, Learning, and Education, CANDLE. Her groundbreaking work has transformed how we understand the relationship between emotion, meaning-making, reflection, civic reasoning, and deeper learning. Stephanie Jones, director of Harvard's EASL Lab and faculty director of the Harvard Center for the Developing Child, has helped shape international understanding of social, emotional, and behavioral development and how learning environments can force the well-being and thriving from early childhood through adolescence. Anne-Marie Carroll is the co-founder and head of the University of Queensland Learning Lab, where multidisciplinary researchers work in partnership with education and industry professionals to identify and address important learning and training priorities. Her research has helped educators think more carefully about co-regulation, emotional climate, teacher well-being, stress, and the conditions that allow learning communities to function in healthy and sustainable ways. Her cutting-edge research also shows how classroom emotional climate can be measured and addressed in ways that have already improved outcomes for students in Australia. Jim Pellegrino has been one of the central architects of contemporary learning sciences and assessment research. His work on deeper learning, transfer, adaptive expertise, and the design of meaningful assessment has influenced education policy and practice around the world. He has chaired or co-chaired multiple National Academy of Sciences committees, including landmark studies on assessment, deeper learning, and educational practice. Carol Lee, immediate past president of the National Academy of Education, has fundamentally reshaped how educators understand culture, identity, literacy, and intellectual development. Her pioneering work on cultural modeling helped establish the idea that the lived experiences and cultural practices young people bring into classrooms are intellectual resources for rigorous learning. She also co-edited both the Handbook of the Cultural Foundations of Learning, and she was co-issue editor of the 2023 Review of Research in Education volume, which focused on the science of learning and development. While the first three episodes in the series were primarily US-focused, the conversation that follows is intentionally both American and global in scope. That focus reflects an essential reality. The science of learning and development is not the work of any one discipline, institution, or nation. It is an evolving international conversation shaped by scholars, educators, and practitioners across the world from both the global north and the global south. You will hear that global dimension reflected throughout the remaining podcasts, in the scholarship of our guests, in examples drawn from multiple countries and cultures, and in the growing international dialogue around equity-centered thriving human development, civic participation, and the future of education. That international conversation is also reflected in two webinars from the Global Science of Learning Network, linked on the podcast website, as well as in the 2023 and the 2025 volumes of the Review of Research in Education, which examine the implications of the science of learning and development and equity-centered thriving for schools, communities, and democratic societies worldwide. Across these conversations that you will hear is a common message. Learning is not merely the acquisition of information. Human learning and development are social, emotional, relational, cultural, cognitive, and developmental processes all at once. People learn through relationships, through emotion, through meaning-making, through curiosity, through challenge, through reflection, through culture, through community, through opportunities to engage deeply with the world and with one another. And for those who want to go deeper, we have provided links to several of the foundational articles that are part of the new synthesis. We provide them not because you need to become specialists, but because these ideas are too important to remain locked inside academic disciplines or university journals.
There's a